What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I think I'm trying to speak Tomlin. I'm trying to decode Tomlin here like a translator would for a Spanish-speaking baseball player who's trying to communicate with an English-speaking Pirates media horde.
Well, then just call Nate McClouth.
Oh, because he's fluent in both, and you said he had like an accent that made him sound like he used Spanish.
He speaks better Dominican Spanish than Dominican natives of the Dominican Republic.
That's crazy.
Which is just hilarious. There's a great video. Anyway.
First of all, he said it was a really good experience with these guys. You went 10-7 and you crashed and burned at the end. I don't think it was a really good experience for anyone when that's the end result.
Would you expect quickly load that as anything other than boilerplate? Like, does he mean it?
He could have said, hey, across the board, this wasn't what we wanted this year. So he could have done the thing where he, lumps everybody in. The coaches didn't coach well enough. The defense didn't play well enough. The quarterbacks didn't play well enough. He could have, I think, phrased it that way. He didn't.
Okay.
And then I think when a guy says that they're going to, they need to understand what all the options are. You don't say that or do that if you're convinced that somebody in that room is your guy. So the organization clearly, I think, is going into this the same way the fans are, which is there really isn't a black and white, cut and dried, easy cookie cutter answer to what they're going to do here. I think the way Tomlin talked about the quarterback situation writ large today is evidence that he was not impressed with the way Russell Wilson finished the season and doesn't necessarily think that with another year under his belt in this offense and with better players around him and with an offensive line getting a year older and more experience is going to bring out better play in him. I think he probably looks at it like we tried it. It wasn't a complete failure. Unless he's going to give us another deal of the century, it's probably time to move on. And at the same time, he benched Justin Fields for Russell Wilson.
And didn't go back to him at any point.
So he's not going to feel great about that option either. And I think his verbiage today and the way he described things, I don't think it was just being coy because he didn't want to put his cards on the table and give like any of those guys that are here a leg up in negotiations with the team. I think it was just kind of a generic way of giving us his true colors on it. This is really not a good situation, Chris.
I think that you can extrapolate exactly how they as a front office view it and how he as a head coach views it from what Russell Wilson has actually said, already stating his case that he wants to be back. What does that tell me? Russ knows that he played at a level that isn't going to have him, having any suitors from the outside next year. And Russ is pumped. Oh, I want to be back.
He's trying to manifest it. Because
he doesn't have option B. And because he probably knows on some level that let me put it this way. If Russ had played so well that it was like overwhelming, A, they actually might still be in the postseason right now. And B, he wouldn't be saying, I want to be back in Pittsburgh because he'd be considering all of his options.
Donnie, I just didn't hear anything that made me think that, like Cabali's take, that Russ actually was a silver lining to the Steelers' loss in Baltimore. I didn't hear a head coach who looked at it like, you know what, Russell Wilson is the least of our problems right now.
No, if anything, today told me that it seems like Justin Fields would have a better shot of being back here than Russell Wilson would.
And what was one of the things that made you feel that way?
just in general, he spoke more highly of Justin Fields, but then he also went back to the quarterback mobility thing and how much of an importance that is for him. And we know that, one, yeah, he has shortcomings in other parts of his game, but Justin Fields is a lethal man on the ground.
Here is Tomlin on that exact topic.
Very, but that's not a new discussion. I've expressed that in this setting and settings like these for years. The X factor that quarterback mobility is in our game and how it's trending and been trending, that is not a new discussion.
He used to do that when, I think, trying to paint the picture that Ben, at the end of his career, was holding them back. And he would bring that up, and now he's just straight up alluding to it and acknowledging it in the press conferences when he would highlight the other team's quarterback mobility and their lack thereof. And what a advantage that was for the team they were playing.
And how tough offense. It was for him as a defensive coach to prepare for that.
So, you know, he has talked about how Justin Fields is one of the great runners in the NFL. And I think, though, if he has that much belief and praise for Justin Fields, the runner, think about how little Tomlin must view his passing pedigree or passing acumen to bench that guy for Russ.
He must think that there's no way Fields gets better, at least under the tutelage provided here.
Or I'm just going to play devil's advocate with this theory. They bring Russ in on a one-year deal. They have to basically promise him that he's going to be the starting quarterback to get him to play here for the veteran minimum. We know that Russ has a pre-existing relationship and business partnership with one of the Steelers' owners. Mike knows that he has no real pressure to win this year. There's no rush to win. He'd like to win, but he also...
He doesn't operate with the same urgency other coaches would have had.
Right.
To.
So if he is a boss that wants to give Russell Wilson a shot, even if Mike is not fully on board with that, he's going to do it because if it doesn't work, he knows he gets 2025 promised to him in 2026 and 2027 and 2028. But the only thing that makes, I think, that theory fall apart is once Russ started to struggle, if Mike really believed in Fields, I think he would have just gone back to him.
Said, screw it, I don't care.
And he would have been able to tell his superiors, like, look, we tried it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, exactly.
What are you going to do? Do you want to win football games or do you want to keep relationships
exactly.
that you have?
So, I think Donnie's right. I mean, after listening to Tomlin today, if I were going to bet on a holdover quarterback to be on their team next year, it is Fields. What I'm a little bit, and as someone that was at first excited about the prospect of watching Fields play because of the athleticism, the thing that I have been really taken aback by is how many Steelers fans now seem to be excited about the idea of Fields for this season.
Hey, let him play for 17 games and see what you've got, that kind of thing. Like, hey, give him a real chance now. The last, you just said to people, watch our YouTube feed. The last most recent comment is Fields, number one QB for 2025. Let's go.
It just feels like another dead end to me after having watched him play. Unless the weapons around him get significantly better.
And the scheme that's created for him is tailored to exactly what he does well. Which I don't trust them to do.
What is that scheme?
I mean, I do think there are probably elements of it from what Arthur Smith likes, which is we want to run the ball, we want to run it with you more as an element of the running game, and then run play action. But man, my problem with Justin Fields is what kind of everyone in Chicago has said. Guy does not see things quickly enough to give himself kind of just a lot of the easy pitch and catch throws that like kind of make up the bulk of a lot of NFL offenses. And if you don't do that, then you got to have somebody who is elite at getting the first read open in most offenses. You know what I mean?
If his first read isn't there, he's either got to take off or just check the ball down immediately.
Yeah, but you know what problems that creates? Say you somehow bring George Pickens back and he's probably the first read on a lot of plays. Think of how ticked off your pass catchers are going to get if they know that, hey, unless this play's drawn up for me and I win, he's just taken off running.
Yeah, that was one thing Russ did better was he spread the ball around to the Steelers, as Tomlin says, the eligibles better than Fields I guess in theory, can.
On this discussion, shouldn't they, another YouTube comment, we're getting the YouTubers out there, Donnie. Don't you think they should take a flyer maybe on Sam Darnold with a Mayfield-type deal?
No. You know what happened last night for me?
Sam Darnold, that bloom came off that rose.
So for years, I fell victim to the same thing the Steelers get entrapped by, which is when a guy plays well against you, you value those results more than the guy's total body of work. And so every time I've seen Sam Darnold play against the Steelers with the Jets and the Panthers, I've been impressed. Even going back to his USC career when he played against Penn State in the Rose Bowl. So I've always felt with him like there's greatness in there somewhere and it just needs to be unleashed. And I thought that Minnesota basically did that. My issue with him would be he's pretty much been put in a perfect situation, and it still doesn't look like he can get a team in a perfect situation further than where the Steelers are stuck.
No, he was seeing ghosts again. They did not protect him at all last night in that game, but his previous game was awful.
I don't know, Chris, if you look at how long he held onto the ball on those 9 sacks, it was like the same thing that people complain about with Russ and Fields.
I think it was a little bit of both, but even if you just acknowledge that to some extent he was responsible for it, it goes back to the same thing that people have always said about Sam Darnold, and it's that he doesn't see things quickly enough. Like I know Mayfield lost, and I had them going to the NFC title game, so I'm an idiot, whatever. But Mayfield, I think it's actually disrespectful to mention him in a similar way to Sam Darnold, like to say like they're the same guy. Mayfield is just a better quarterback. It's not particularly close.
Well, Mayfield had a year where he took a team to the playoffs and had one of the great passing touchdown rookie seasons of all time before.
And the guy threw 41 touchdowns.
The Browns gave up on him.
Year.
Yes, and then he's had now back-to-back good years with the Bucks. Exactly. No, it's not. There's nothing comforting about this. I don't think that, and I don't even put a lot of stock in. Well, if it's Fields, you just grit it out for a year, and it gets back to the conversation Donnie brought up last hour about sucking for a quarterback in the draft. I don't see the Steelers executing a tank plan. What?
I'm addicted to these YouTube comments now. Sign Fields again and trade for Mason.